That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Yeti.
Hey there, welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. The show has kicked off with a lot of momentum. It's beautiful to witness the relationship that we are now creating here in this podcast arena. It's amazing to be able to support you in this way. And this show came out of a creative force within me, within my team, and within the community that wrapped around it. And that's what we're going to talk about today on this solo episode, is how we can step back and allow a creative force move through us. And it was interesting because I was preparing to record this podcast this morning. And as the universe would have it, I woke up. And you know how your iPhone delivers you those little images or videos from the past that are relevant or from this day 5 years ago? Well, an image of my old office in my old house that I lived in about 7 years ago, the Mountain House. If you've read The Universe Has Your Back, you know about the Mountain House. I saw this picture of this office that I wrote that book in, and I actually wrote two books in that office, two books in 3 years that I lived there. I wrote in that office. I painted the floors white, and I painted the beams and the ceilings white. So it's completely white, and there was this white sofa and the white desk and the white chandelier, and it was just this very spiritual space. It was a space that held me in a container to write two books. It held me in a container to move and allow inspiration to move through me. When I saw that image, I actually started to tear up, because one of the most beautiful experiences in my life was writing my book, The Universe Has Your Back, because at the time I was going through the early days of remembering having childhood sexual trauma. And I remembered it right around the time that I started writing the book. Writing that book healed me. Writing that book, The Universe Has Your Back, Transform Fear into Faith, was a medicine for me. Here I was, I just remembered a dissociated trauma that I had not had in my conscious awareness for 36 years or over 30 years. And I had to write a book about faith in the universe. And instead of faking it, I went for it. I went for it. I dove deep into it. I let that white little office with the window out onto the lawn and just the vibe of the energy in the room hold me in a container to step back, allow a presence of spiritual connection to move through me, and channel the words of that book. The word channel is the operative word here, because We all are a channel in our own unique ways. We all have the ability to channel creativity in our own unique ways. For me, in this way, it was through writing. There's many ways that I channel. I channel through cooking. I channel through writing. I channel through speaking. I'm channeling right now. All of us have that ability. We all have that innate ability to get into a flow state, to step back, to allow, to be a presence of freedom, to allow an inspiring movement, a piece of art, something that will heal to come through us, a movement of activism, whatever it is. We are all vessels for allowing a presence of spirit, inspiration, universe, God, whatever you want to call it, to move through you. Seeing that image in my phone today reminded me of what it felt like to be that channel, to be that vessel, to be that inspired and that connected and that receptive. That's the real word, receptive. A lot of you have come to me on the show and asked me, how can I release my blocks so that I can be more creative? Or how can I find my purpose? Or how can I let inspiration come through me? I'm going to cover that today. That's what today is about. That's what this entire Solo Gabby podcast is going to be about, to cover the ways that we can allow those expressions of truth to come through us. And I'm going to focus specifically on how we can use writing as a way of transmuting these messages, as a way of being a vessel, as a way of co-creating with the universe, even if you don't identify as a writer. So if you're someone who thinks you're a writer, okay, great, we're going to tap that part of you today. But if you're like, I'm not a writer, well, you can journal. We all have the ability to open up a journal and let inspiration move through us. I have stacks and stacks of journals from when I was 12 to 41. I've got stacks of my own journals. My Universe Has Your Back journal, my Super Attractor journal. I'm the owner of these, so I have boxes of them in my basement. I just burn through these journals. Because when we take all those inspired ideas and even those fear-based ideas and we bring them out of our mind and onto the page, that's when we start to clear space for the creative force to move through us. And this is a topic I'm really going deep into right now. I'm actually in the process of opening up a totally free training that I created for writers, because I've had so many writers that want to write best-selling books and they come to me and they say, Gabby, I have writer's block. I don't know how to share my message with the world. What do I do? And so I created this free training. I'll put all the links in the show notes, but I created this free training for all of them to really know the most important methods for writing their bestseller. And the most important method that I'll reveal right here, right now, the most important method is to get out of the way. So if you're open to letting creativity move through you, if you're wanting to bring art out into the world in your own ways, if you're wanting to heal through creative processes, let's use this writing message today, the journaling, the brain dump onto the page as a way of clearing the space so that we can let that creative force move through us. When we get out of the way, what does that mean? It means that we clear the space so that we can allow inspired ideas to move through us. And for this topic of today, to write through us. I'm going to give you methods for this. And when we get out of the way, we let that inspired force that is within each of us, the spirit within us, the God within us, the universe within us, the love within us, to be the only voice we hear. But we have to get out of the way first. What I recognized at a time in my life when I was really perfecting my speaking, I went on a training to work on my speaking as my art. What I probably took from that training that was the most impactful was this idea that we all have an original medicine. We have a through line of how we want to show up as artists, speakers, creatives in any way. For me, my original medicine I identified was to be an untethered force of light. You can take that. You can make that yours if you want. An untethered force of light. What does that mean to me? That I know where I'm going and I have an outline and I have a vision, whether it's through a talk, whether it's through creating a piece of art, whether it's through writing a book. I have a vision of where I'm going. And once I have that clarity of where I'm going, I can be untethered. I can be free. I can riff between the lines. I can allow inspiration to flow. The other way that we become untethered and also receptive to let that inspiration move through us is by releasing the fear-based blocks that have been holding us back from letting that inspiration come through. A lot of that comes through allowing ourselves to just let it out. So the practices that I'm going to touch on today are some of the tools that I've used to write 9 books in 11 years, totally free from writer's block, free from imposter syndrome, free from the feeling of not knowing what to write, because I've just practiced these methods to get out of the way. I'm going to go deeper in the free training on how to write your best-selling book, on how we create that outline that we can really let that inspiration flow through us. So for today, I'm going to focus more on how you can clear any remnant blocks, how you can let inspiration move through you, and how you can get out of the way. I'm going to teach you how to be a vessel for art, inspiration, and your truth to come through. I'm going to speak about it as a writer and tell you some of my rituals that I use for writing and allowing that to come through. But you can apply all of this to any creative endeavor, any endeavor where you want to bring forth a force of inspiration. So here we go. What I do when I write is I always create a ritual. You could do this if you're making art. You could do this if you're cooking. You can do this if you're sitting down to start a big project. Have some kind of ritual that signals to your energy and your nervous system that it's time to shift gears out of do and into receive. Now, this might sound weird, but one of my writing rituals is coffee. When I make a beautiful, epic, perfect coffee with my nut pod creamers and I really put my collagen powder in there and I just make it so beautiful and yummy. And then I sit down to my desk. I have my coffee by my side. I have the lights at a certain level. I put on some background music, which is always binaural music, which doesn't distract me, but it actually enhances my brain capacity. It just makes me more creative. I put some incense on, or I put on my diffuser with this really beautiful sandalwood scent. I shut my door. I am in the ritual now that has set the stage for creativity to come through. Create your own creativity ritual. So whatever it is that you're trying to create, if it's an artistic endeavor, or even if it's a work endeavor, or if it's a cake that you want to bake, what's your ritual? Think about that. What would your ritual be? What is the thing that you do? Do you listen to music? Do you pick a card from an affirmation deck to start? There's so many ways to bring that vibe into the space, to set the tone, to get aligned before you begin. We do need to really give ourselves this moment of energetic transition. I remember listening to a lecture, to a Marianne Williamson lecture a decade ago, about relationships. And she talked about how when a woman comes home from work, she can't just be sexy and be ready for her man. She has to take a bath and light a candle and just adjust her nervous system to then show up and say, let's have a glass of wine. Let's have dinner together. Let's make out, whatever. The same goes for any creative force, whether it's having sex or whether it's writing a book. You must set the stage, set the mood. So you got to get yourself into that receptive vibration in order to let that energy move through you. What's your ritual? I want you to think about what your ritual would be. The next step is to pray or set an intention, if you don't believe in prayer, to get out of the way. I say pray to get out of the way. Again, if we don't ground ourselves in prayer or intention, then we're just going to carry the day, the drama, yesterday's fight with our spouse, whatever, into the creative project or the endeavor that we want to allow inspiration to be there, but instead fear is present. Prayer is the conduit through which we can release those stored, unresolved resentments, fears, attack thoughts, suspend those belief systems temporarily, hopefully for longer than we would even expect, give them over to a higher power, to the universe, and allow inspiration. Pray to get out of the way. There's a prayer I share. He gave this beautiful PDF download. It's like another resource, which we'll put all of these resources, the free training, this free download, I'll put it all into the show notes. This beautiful PDF I created for writers called the Writer's Block Cheat Sheet. And I'm teaching you some of these methods today. One of them was this prayer. I'm going to read this prayer to you. Thank you, universe, for writing through me. I step back and let you lead the way. If your creative endeavor is to paint, thank you, universe, for painting through me. I step back and let you lead the way. Whenever I get on stage to write, thank you, universe, for speaking through me. I step back and let you lead the way. That prayer, I say that prayer before I even opened up to do this podcast today. That prayer really transforms you energetically because what you're saying is, I'm taking my hands off the wheel. I am stepping back. I am allowing. For this hour, for these 2 hours, for these 3 hours, I'm temporarily giving up all my dramas and my stories, and I'm just going to let inspiration move through me. Boom. Let it come through. Often people struggle. And how do I let go? How do I release fear? And you forget how easy it is to say a prayer, to set an intention. The intentions and prayers that we set our energy field up for that receptivity that I keep referring to. Just try it. Thank you, universe, for writing through me. Thank you, universe, for speaking through me. Whatever it is that you want to bring forth, I step back and let you lead the way. Pray to get out of the way. The third step is actually a writing exercise. Whether you want to be a writer or not, this is actually an exercise in letting inspiration move through you. It is, again, another one of the methods that I put in the Writer's Block Cheat Sheet. This is great. It's just don't think, just write. The reason I would say to do this for any endeavor is to get pen to paper is a way of just letting out the blocks. So open your journal at the top of the page, just start writing. Just riff for 15 minutes onto the page with the intention of getting out any of the stories, the dramas, the pieces of you that are holding you back, the resentments, the issues from yesterday, the sadness about the past story. Get it all out before you create. This is something I actually did a lot of in March 2020. I started writing my ninth book in March 2020. Now it's complete. I actually just finished the book yesterday, right, ready to submit it to my publishers right while I'm doing this. Before I started even doing the writing process, I, of course, had an outline, super crystal clear on that outline. And then I went and I did a lot of journaling. And I journaled for about a month every single day. So I would do 20 minutes of what I call rage on the page, where I would journal for 20 minutes. And then I would move into a meditation for 20 minutes. Rage on the page is awesome. So I actually, there's a rage on the page meditation for Miracle members. If you're a Miracle member, it's in your membership. The process was to play some binaural music, again, that music that stimulates the bilateral brain functioning, which allows you to open up to really releasing stored stuff, stored ideas, stored fears, traumas, just letting it move gently and giving you the ability to process more when you're having that bilateral brain stimulation. Writing, journaling, getting all the rage onto the page, and then writing a little wrap up and doing that for about 20 minutes uninterrupted, followed by a 20-minute deep, deep meditation. I did this for several months, but I did it daily for, like, I don't know, 6 months. And it helped me with so many different things. I'll talk about this in another podcast. Oh God, it helped me with so many things, pain and sleep and everything. But what it really helped me with was clear the space to write the book. And I knew that I had to prepare myself in that way. So if you're about to embark on any kind of creative endeavor, or if you want to change job, or if you want to just clear space to let creativity move through you and heal you, because that is creative force of the universal energy can heal you because it brings spirit into your presence. And when we're in spirit, we're inspired. And when we're inspired, we have more energy. And when we have more energy, we have more blood flow. And we have more blood flow, we have less inflammation. And like, could go on and on and on. So do this regardless of whether you're like, I'm starting an endeavor, or I'm writing a book, or I'm doing a creative project. Just do this practice, all the practices here, because when we clear space for creativity to move through us, that's when we become super attractors. That's when we start to really feel the connection to the universe. So here's the practice. I'm going to give you 15 minutes. I want you to open a journal. I'll give you a link to some of my journals in the show notes. I've just got a lot of resources, so I'm just going to keep piling up these resources for you. I'll put a link to some binaural music that you can play in the show notes. Press play on that binaural music. Write 15 minutes. Just get it out. Write about the dramas of your day. Write about the things that you're working on. Write about any physical pain you might be having. Just get it out onto the page. Get it out, get it out, get it out. This is something my friend Nicole Sachs calls journal speak. It's based on the work of Dr. Sarno, who really worked on helping people with physical pain. I call it Rage on the Page. I renamed it, but Nicole gave it to me as journal speak. And when you go in there and you just riff on the page, get the negativity out, and if rage feels like the wrong word for you, because that can be triggering, just say negative vibes onto the page or just get it out. Call it get it out. Call it journal speak, what Nicole says. Just speak your truth onto the page for 15 minutes. Boom, boom, boom. Get it out, get it out, get it out. And then if you have the time, I would really hope that you could meditate for 15 minutes or so. You could move up to 20 minutes in 20 minutes. You have a 40-minute practice. This is what I do every day. If that's too long for you, you could do 10 minutes in 10 minutes. Whatever you've got, do it. Clear the space. If you're knowing that you're about to do something big, leading up to launching this podcast, I did the Rage on the Page practice daily. I continue to, because I wanted to just clear out all of the subconscious fears and stories that were holding me back from letting that creative force move through me. Sit down, practice this, give yourself permission to let inspiration come through you, but you're getting out of the way by clearing space through this practice daily. Maybe it's something you do in the morning, which is a wonderful practice to open up your day by just getting that mental shower together, clearing your mind, releasing the negativity. Again, I'm going to go really deep into these methods more in this free training, that if you're a writer or if you're feeling like you have a book in you, you're definitely going to want to click the link in the show notes for the free training on the 4 steps to becoming a bestseller. Because one of the things I share in that is this deep method, the number one block that writers have and how to fix it. And it is going to build upon what I'm teaching you here. So I just definitely would recommend checking that out. So the link is in the show notes. It's coming up, so check that out. And then the final step for allowing that creative force to move through you, being that untethered force of light, grounding yourself in the energy of spirit, is a method that I learned from my close friend, Dani Shapiro. She and I are going to record a podcast soon. It'll be out. If you're listening to this later, you can probably find the Dani Shapiro podcast. Dani is a memoirist. She is one of my very dear friends. She's a writing mentor. She's just a great woman. One of the things that she said to me that is a must for her in her writing process is to be uninterruptible. Whether you're writing, whether you're creating a cake, like I keep coming back to cooking, whether you are about to do a big job, whether you are wanting to sit and just clear space for more inspiration to move through you, we have to be uninterruptible. If we have any sense in the back of our mind that someone's going to walk in or there's just something that could show up in my way, we can't actually fully relax and be in that receptive state. It's funny, I used to meditate and I would have this like anxiety that my husband was just going to walk into my office or knock on the door, because we work on the same floor in our house and we have a library between us, but there's not a lot of boundaries because we work together. So dude might just knock on the door randomly and I could be meditating. And I would meditate with this underlying anxious feeling that like at any moment Zach could walk in, and I was like, I got to fix this. This isn't right. And I know that he doesn't want to interrupt my meditation. He does, you know, he's just coming to check on me or ask a question. So I made a commitment to put a little scarf on the door every time I was meditating so he would know I'm not going to interrupt her at this time. So I became uninterruptible. Now I put the scarf on the door when I'm recording. I put the scarf on the door when I'm writing. The scarf is on the door most of the day. But I need to be uninterruptible to be in this creative space with you right now, to let this energy move through me right now. You can't expect creativity to move through you if you are worrying that someone's going to interrupt you. And so you may be only uninterruptible at the hours of 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Okay, get up early. I mean that. I'm so proud to say I used to be, I would be the asshole who said, oh, wake up early. And then I wasn't wanting to wake up early. Well, I am a mom now. I have a toddler and I wake up early. I wake up at 6:30. My son wakes up at 7:30. I will do some yoga. I will do some writing. I will meditate. I will just take care of myself. So if you want uninterrupted time, find it. Be unapologetic about looking for it, carving it out, letting the people in your world know, yo, I am not free when my scarf is on the door, unless it's an emergency. It may only be 30 minutes in the morning or 15 minutes in the morning before your family wakes up. Whatever it is, create it. Create it, create it, create it. If you live alone, then it's as simple as turning off your devices, being uninterruptible, putting on a do not disturb on your phone. Really important, guys. If we don't do these things, we are going to block the creative force. We don't want to do that. We want to let it move through us. Let's look back at some of the things I talked about here. Establishing a ritual. The ritual, for me, the coffee, the incense, the lights, the music. Set the mood. Creativity is a sexual energy. It's a vibration that has to come through, that if you're not in that nervous system of presence and energy of ease, it's going to be blocked. Set the stage, set the mood for that inspiring creative force to move through you. Pray to get out of the way. Pray to get yourself out of the way. Take your hands off the wheel through prayer. Thank you, universe, for creating through me. I will step back and let you lead the way. Oh, God, I can't even begin to tell you how powerful that prayer is for me. You can pick a card. I'll pick a card from one of the decks today. You can pick a card. I'm looking at the decks right now. I'm like, which one should I pick from? Pick a card. Let that card be your intention. Then do some writing to let that negative stuff be cleared. Do some rage on the page. Get it out. I'll put the link in the show notes with the binaural music and some of the journals and all the resources. Just let your pen flow, people. Let it flow. Get out all that stuff, 15 minutes of rage on the page or just, you know, brain dump. Get it out. 15 minutes of meditation. If it has to be 5 and 5, that's fine. Just do what you can. Do what you can. If you want to wake up in the morning, lean over, grab your journal, start getting it onto the page. Just get it out. And then be uninterruptible. Be uninterruptible. If you want to be an untethered force of light, if you want to let creative energy move through you naturally, if you want to be unburdened, you have to be uninterruptible. You have to be in that clear space to allow. I guarantee that if you practice what I've shared with you for 30 days, something really creative will come through it. Maybe you will start a new project. Maybe you will get pregnant. Maybe you will write the outline to a book. Maybe you'll paint that painting you've always dreamed of painting. Maybe you'll start that class that you didn't think you otherwise would have. This is about clearing space to allow a creative force to move through you and guide you. We can't be led unless we get out of the way. We can't be led if we're constantly trying to lead with our ego. We have to let spirit show us what to do. One of my favorite messages from the universe has your back was step back and let the universe show you what to do. Do nothing and let the universe show you what to do. So when you're in that receptive, creative space, you can indeed do nothing and let the universe show you what to do. Why don't I pick a card from the Universe Has Your Back deck? Let's do that right now. And for all the listeners, I have these card decks, and on these shows, I'm going to always pull a card. The card decks are from Spirit Junkie, Super Attractor, The Universe Has Your Back. Whoop, the cards are falling. Woohoo, woohoo. The card decks have all these quotes that came through the books. Because I started this episode with talking about The Universe Has Your Back and writing that book, I want to pull a card from that deck because the card that I pull will be one of the messages that came through me in that mountain house, in that white office, when all that inspiration came through, when I felt the presence of my late mentor, Dr. Wayne Dyer, standing over my desk as I was writing about him, the channeling that happened in that office, the energy that moved through me, the experience of being an untethered force of light. Let's see what the deck wants to reveal to us today. Obstacles are detours in the right direction. One of the most beautiful messages that I actually let come through in that room that day. It became a chapter of the book, actually. Obstacles are detours in the right direction. When we witness any obstacle through the lens of love, we can let it become a new direction to get closer to consciousness, to get closer to the universe, to get closer to that inspired force that we've been talking about today. Beautiful. Let's see, is there one more? In any moment, I can surrender to the powerful presence of love through prayer, contemplation, and stillness. There you go, boom. In any moment, I can surrender to the powerful presence of love through prayer, contemplation, and stillness. Pretty much sums up what we've talked about today. Be still. Be receptive. Let that energy of love move through you. Know the universe has your back. I'm so proud that you listened all the way through, that you've been so receptive to this. I will give you so many resources in the show notes, the training on how to be a bestseller, totally free, free training. I recorded it for you. I've created all the steps for you if you're wanting to write a book or if you have a book and you dream of writing a book, whatever it is, this is for you. Click that link in the show notes. I'll put the link to the journals in the show notes. I'll put the link to the Universe Has Your Back deck in the show notes. I'll put the link to the Writer's Block cheat sheet. There was so much I gave you here. So just hit those show notes for resources. If you want more as a writer, join me for that training. And I just want to emphasize the powerful shifts that can occur, not only in the creative work that you do in the world, but in your entire life when you become a conduit to allow that creative force to move through you, when you become a clear channel, when you become unburdened from the stories and you release the attachments to drama and chaos and negativity and open up your consciousness to become a vessel through which inspired ideas can move through you, you will be new. You will have energy that you couldn't have contemplated. You will have a physical presence that lights up the room. You will have the power within you to create and to cultivate that presence as a force of good in the world. Whatever it is that we're here to bring forth, whether it's our activism, whether it's our art, whether it's our motherhood, whatever it is, let's let it come through with the energy of the universe behind us. That's it for today. Thanks for joining me. See you next Monday on Dear Gabby. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.